The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three, four.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. And I think Magical Engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We have a great show. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about some plans science has for our future medicine in the first half of the show. We got some other stuff to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, some mind at a time, because it grows short. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says, "And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his own power." Oh, I'm looking forward to that, Frank. I am so looking forward to that. I am spiritually packed and ready to go. And if you don't want to miss that ride, you definitely want to seek the Lord's face and open the Bible and pray and never cease from praying. And, find out wisdom and truth and know that everything in the world is vanity, as Solomon said, and have that path of purpose Lord wants us all to have, and find your salvation through Lord Jesus Christ. Mind time, it grows short. And without further ado, Let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, the quacker is brief tonight, Frank. Heads up, first, last, and not least. They said humanity could lose up to half of future medicines through plant extinctions. This is a report by the Royal Botanic Gardens. They published their findings in this report called State of the World's Plants and Fungi. They say we're potentially losing up to half of our future medicines because so many of our plant species are facing extinction, they said. Nearly half of all those flowering plants, are threatened, amounting to over 100,000 of them, while it's believed that about 77% of all those as yet undescribed by science are also at risk. Now, in some cases, they say they're going to be extinct between the time of the first discovery and also when they're being cataloged, which can take about 16 years on average, they'd say in the report. So the main cause, they think, is habitat loss, like a lot of deforestation, construction of dams that have flooded certain areas upstream, and also our bees are pollinating. So the Royal Botanic Gardens said in their report that they are looking at over 100,000 species that are being threatened. That's more than the total number of species of mammals, birds, reptiles, fish, and all of the vertebrates put together. They also state that 9 out of 10 medicines today actually are coming from plants, and the situation was described as losing up to half of all future medication. Whoa. Well, they really didn't say whether it was prescription meds or natural meds, but hey, I know that at least 2% of the prescribed medications have some sort of organic nutritional element in them. A lot of them are synthetics now, but something to think about right there. So now's the time. If you're going to stop up on some natural medicines, you might want to do it now, because as I said to Frank the other week, that I've seen hiccups in the supply chain. Things just aren't available like they used to be. Unreal, like 2 months wait, and maybe you'll get it kind of thing. So don't dabble. Don't say I'll get it later, because I don't think there is a later in a lot of cases. As Frank puts it, okay, so we won't need them because people are being they're going to be extinct. Thanks, Frank, for putting that in there. Appreciate it. 2 cents. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to just jump in here, but yeah, I am seeing, Frank says his glass is half full kind of guy. Yeah, I know that, Frank. You got to stand, you stand for things, you know, you take a stand for things. And more than one occasion I've heard you say, oh, no, and then you go into your little explanation of why that's not happening, which is good. You know, people need to not be such pushovers, you know what I mean? But I have been seeing some problems, like today, sadly, I had to take the Celtic Sea Salt off our website at thepowerherbs.com because the suppliers aren't keeping up. I wanted to put an order in, you know, get a nice order for the holidays because people buy salt and stuff. Not going to happen. Not going to get it for Christmas. So this is the way it's going. So I'm concerned, but I'm not, you know, worried to the point of, you know, being anxious. I just know people need to make preparations now. Be prepared. Get the house in order kind of thing, because you want to be able to stand through the evil day, and that's what we're in. All right, let's look at science plans for future medicine. Now, this is interesting, because if I go up onto some of these journal archive sites, I plug in some search, things, and you would be surprised what comes out of there. And this one actually caught my eye. The scientific community is really moving quite quickly to remodel medicine and, in the process, remodel mankind. So the scientists at Denmark, they published this report October 2023, It's on plans that science is looking to achieve within medicine in the near future. So according to their report, the human body will be installed with a new, quote, life form completely different from our natural born system that will offer a, quote, unique control system. So we're talking about artificial life to change man with hybrid nanostructures. That's what they're saying. Here's a quote from Cell Reports of Physical Science, October 2023. It said, creating artificial life is a recurring theme in both science and in literature. So if you feel like science is, you know, taking a page out of the sci-fi literature, well, you're not alone. The creepy and bizarre is becoming a reality within scientific medicine. That's no, I don't have any other way to describe it, Frank. It's what I see. All right, so let's look at this new field of medicine. So physics and chemistry scientists at Southern Denmark University with scientists at Kent State University in Ohio have been in development of a special artificial hybrid molecule to lead their creation of artificial life forms. So when I read research like this, I kind of flash back to the canteen scene in the Star Wars movie where half human and half animal aliens were, you know, having a drink and it was considered normal. So this research did get published in the October 2023 Journal of Cell Reports and Physical Science, and apparently this is groundbreaking research on a new field within science called hybrid peptide DNA nanostructures. So when we say a new field, you know, science really means it's been kind of working behind the scenes for a while with their new creation for about 10 years. So, and you know what, Frank, you may not have to volunteer for this. Think about it. According to the lead scientist, the population may be treated with the new hybrid peptide DNA nanostructures without their knowledge. Here is a quote from the lead professor, Department of Physics, Chemistry, and Pharmacy at University of Southern Denmark. His name is Chen Jiang Lu. He said, this research will help create viral vaccines with modified viruses and artificial life forms that can help diagnose and treat disease. End of quote. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, that's to soften that creepy aspect of this. You know, Professor Liu says that the new creation of life force will be, quote, an enemy to disease causing viruses. So it says it's going to be for your benefit. It's going to get rid of your viruses. My question is, what would this do to the immune system that is capable of fighting off viruses? So it's a very invasive type of therapy, but they're downplaying that. The new hybrid peptide DNA nanostructure form, this life form, will offer additional capability to science. This is, again, from Professor Chen Chang Lu. He says, I envision artificial life forms can act as vaccines against viral infection and can be used as nanobots or nanomachines, loaded with medications or diagnostic elements and sent into a patient's body. Well, that means injected, pretty much. And no doubt, such medical technology will also have monitoring capability, so no patient will ever have the excuse that they didn't take their prescribed medicine. And how soon? Hey, Frank, you want to take a guess how soon this is going to happen? How soon is going to be at a CVS near you? Oh, you think it's now? Well, he's almost right, folks. He's almost right. According to the research team, we are on the precipice of having artificial cells in medical treatments, and science has nothing standing in their way to bring it to market. Here, this is a quote from Dr. Liu again. He says, an artificial viral vaccine may be about 10 years away. An artificial cell, on the other hand, is on the horizon because it consists of many elements that need to be controlled before we can start building on them. But with the knowledge that we have, there is, in principle, no hindrances to produce artificial cellular organisms in the future. End of quote. No hindrances. What does that mean? Well, no rules. no regulations to stop them. Let's look. What's the recipe? Mm-hmm. Some people may think the cyborgs or animal and human creations are kind of fascinating, but I think it's folly. Science is doing this for financial reasons and control, and that's their motivation. And here's a quote from Cell Reports Physical Science, October 2023. They said, the DNA technology and peptide technology are the two most powerful molecule tools in the nanotechnological toolkit today. They say DNA technology provides precise control over programming from the atomic level to the macro level, end of quote. Control. They go on to say, peptide technology, on the other hand, can provide sufficient chemical functions on a large scale, as there are 20 amino acids to work with. Nature uses both DNA and peptides to build various protein factories found in cells to control cell functions, allowing them to evolve into organisms, end of quote. Well, you know, this is just not, you know, Denmark, you know, Ohio thing. This is a global endeavor. Research is being done on a global scale here on this. There seems to be a race to the finish where scientists or a team of scientists can be able to patent their new life form. Nature Communications said this in 2022. Elsewhere in the world, other scientists and researchers are also working on connecting DNA and peptides because this connection forms a strong foundation for the development of more advanced biological entities and life forms, end of quote. So scientists at Oxford University in the UK, they also are building life, new living nanomachines. Here's a quote from the Journal of National Nanotechnology. 2018, they said, researchers at Oxford University have succeeded in building a nanomachine made of DNA and peptides that can drill through a cell membrane, creating an artificial membrane channel through which small molecules can pass. End of quote. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything drilling through a membrane. Sorry. I'll pass on that. Also, similar work at Arizona State University, where Professor Nicholas Stephanopoulos and his team, they established that DNA and peptides can self-assemble into 2D and 3D structures. That was from the American Chemistry Journal in 2020. So there's a lot of it here. Let's see. This is another quote from Professor Liu. He says, looking forward, I will not be surprised that one day we can arbitrarily create hybrid nanomachines, viral vaccines, and even artificial life forms. This is a revolution in healthcare. End of quote. A revolution. Well, a healthcare revolution, Frank. Is science revolving around the core of medicine, making their own evolution, or is science revolting against traditional medicine and its core standards? I personally think that genetically modifying and trying to recreate man is not the way to go. It reminds me of the Nazi era. Does that remind you of the Nazis, Frank? Let's read a quote from the Lancet Journal, December 2004. The atrocities of Nazi medicine, as well as the conditions that made them possible, are even today a topic of heated debates among historians and bioethicists. Proponents of various positions often refer to the Nazi period in discussion of the ethics of research on human subjects. The Nuremberg Medical Trial of 1946 and 47 and the ensuing Nuremberg Code addressed in particular the absence of consent of those involved in research in Nazi experiments and, as a consequence, formulated the principle of informed consent for the first time on an international level. This topic is relevant today, suggesting implications relevant for today's debates on the ethics of research involving human beings. End of quote. I'll say it is. Oh, yes, and good point, Frank. During Noah's time, they were doing this kind of nonsense. From Noah to the Nazis. Yep. So in the Nazi era, no ethical or legal regulations really existed. And it was during war. So, you know, who's looking? Today, the ethics are treated as a suggestion, and there is really no significant consequences when you break the rules. Progenetic sympathizers take the stand that the DNA changes will cure diseases. However, that's not guaranteed, and unintended consequences could result. Who's going to guarantee that? Right? I mean, that's why, you know, you got malpractice insurance, because medicine doesn't really have any guarantees. Well, let's look at one more quote from the Lancet Journal. They said, the historical experience strongly suggests the necessity of setting clear limits on research involving human beings. The impetus to produce new knowledge and the interests of society or of potential future patients are legitimate considerations, but those must not take priority over the research subject's free will and well-being. And finally, such regulations should be linked to forcible sanctions in case of violation. End quote. I agree with that. I do. Well, you know, I think what we're moving into this era is if we see this as a threat, then we are going to have to take some steps, you know, to make sure we're better protected. So your self-care is gonna be part of that. It's becoming more important for people to have this better understanding and to be proactive in looking into their health and options. So now's a really good time for us to learn how to use optional therapies outside of modern medicine. So with your drug shortages creating a risk to be on a lifelong drug now, lifelong drug therapy is precarious. And there are experimental treatments out there. On top of that, that's precarious too. So it's well worth our time to investigate other options. And I encourage you to do that. I just cringe at the thought of being on a lifelong medicine, a metabolic drug, like, you know, the cardio drugs, for instance, or the diabetic drugs, for instance, or the thyroid hormone replacement drugs, for instance, and all of a sudden you can't get it. And there's no substitute. What are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? Now's the time. Remember, you don't learn to shoot the gun in the middle of the war. You learn before the war. So call Apothecary Herbs, get their free herbal catalog. It's full of organic formulas for immune system boosting, toxin removal, metabolic strengthening, and a whole lot more. They got pandemic kits and heart attack packs and snake bite kits, things for menopause and prostate problems and thyroid. They got it. So give them a call and be empowered. Really. Their number is 866-229-3663. If you didn't get a pen, I'll say it again. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free 24/7 number. You can call them, get a free catalog. You can also get a download version of the catalog if you want. So just go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on catalog, and then put it to your shopping cart, check out for free, and you'll get a receipt with a download link in your email, and then you can just download it to your computer if you want to do that. But, you know, if you want an old-fashioned copy, one will be mailed to you. So thepowerherbs.com. If you are interested in a lot of health topics like the one we're talking about right now, they do have newsletters that are free as well. So you can go up on their website, thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up for free. They have the American Survival newsletter that goes out on Tuesday and the Health Quest on Friday. And all you need is an email. That's all you need. We don't snail mail that. So if you don't have an email, you can't receive that. So thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletters. Also, their Power Herbs book, which is a 400-page book, lots of information. If you really want to get proactive, roll up your sleeves, learn how to make your own tinctures. That's the book. And herb symptom reference guide in it. Neat thing to have. Herbs are timeless. Never going to go out of date. Nope, that information is timeless. So for $14.99, you can get this book. Now, again, it's not in a hard copy. It's going to be in a PDF, Kindle, or iPad format. So you go to thepowerherbs.com and click on Books and Newsletters, and you can select your format there. And, you'll receive a email receipt with a download link. Okay, so thepowerherbs.com, get empowered, get informed. That's what it's about. And I know a lot of you have been asking, when's your next sale? It's coming. But, we did send out a news blast with some interesting coupons for, some savings. So if you're on the email list, you'll get that announcement. And if you don't do the internet and you don't get emails, you could just call and say, hey, do you have any coupons I can apply to my order? And we usually have them. We usually have some active coupons we can apply. But a store-wide sale will be really soon. I'll have more information on that later in the week. So, because we're moving so fast. The time is just going through. I mean, it's going to be Christmas, Frank, before we know it. I mean, Thanksgiving is just going to be a blur. It's just terrible, isn't it? So we got a few minutes in. Before we got to take a little break, and I'm going to be moving into a topic we've talked about before, but I get repeated questions on this from people that call, so I thought, well, let's revisit the topic, just in case, you're tuning in after we have already presented some of this information. We're going to be talking about osteoporosis and bone densities, because I get a lot of calls from people about bone density issues, mostly females, but there are some males too. They seem to have some reservations about the treatments they get recommended. They'll go through the process, they'll get their test, and then, a prescription for an osteoporosis med. And people are, especially women over the age of 55, they're kind of a target age group for the bone density tests and treatment plans. And so much so that females are often contacted by their doctor 4 times a year until they get their test. See? Well, this is where you got to be like Frank out there, and you got to stand your ground and say, oh, no. If you don't want that bone density test, don't get it. But if you're going to get it, be consistent and get it on the same machine. There's like 3 different machines that are manufactured for bone density scans, and they're all calibrated a little differently. So you want to be consistent or your results will be off. When I get these calls, they usually come after people get called by their doctor, and they're going to get called year after year until the patient says okay and comes in. And especially if they have insurance, the doctor knows you have insurance to cover the scan, they're going to really bug the pajibis out of you. But I've noticed also that people are starting to think first and ask some questions regarding these treatments. And they want a reasonable response out of who they're asking. And I've talked to about, a lot of people about bone density before. And there seems to be this trend in your healthcare. They're eager to treat this condition. Really eager. Because in their mind, you're going to have osteoporosis if you're over 55. It's just how it is. Just like when you get into your 60s, you're probably going to have cataracts. And if you do get them, then the attitude is, well, you might as well just go get the surgery because there's no cure. Which means there will be some signs that you may want to consider before you accept treatments and research your options. And, don't squander the time. If you get a diagnosis, look at what your options are. Don't sit and wait about it. Well, let's look at this test. And I suspect that bone density test results may be skewed in a lot of cases. Here's an example. Your petite postmenopausal women will have smaller bones, and usually they fail the test, whereas women with larger, denser bones, they score much better. It's called a standard deviation or SD score, okay? Test results often show this range of numbers called T-score. For osteoporosis, it can be encompassed in the upper normal bone density range. And not all bone density machines are calibrated the same, like I mentioned, and so it can give you a different result. So the bone density scale is based on a 30-year-old bone density health. That's their line in the sand, their median line. So your bones are being compared to a 30-year-old's. So the test has a 20% error margin built into it, which, you know, most patients don't ever hear. Now, often I do hear from women who get their score. It may be between 0 and a negative 1. And you know what they're told, Frank? They're told they have osteoporosis and they're recommended to get on a medication. So remember, your 0 is your median score. This is your 30-year-old. And then if you get a negative 1, you're just slightly under that normal, right? So if you look at the scale science has put together, the range of normal bone density is negative 1 to plus 4. So 0 is your base score for the healthy 30-year-old bone. However, it is the option or opinion of medical science that if you fall below the 0 score into the negative category, it's determined that you're at risk of injury and bone disease. So their opinion and their position is that patients won't be able to reverse this course, and they're going to continue to decline in bone health, and they might as well just start the drug therapy. But the drug therapy has consequences. And Frank, why don't you say I'm long in this break? You know I talk. That's just how I am. Okay, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back with more right after this.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Little Rod Stewart. Thanks, Frank. I love you too, Frank. All right, we're talking about bone density here. And let me read you. This is from the National Institute of Health and Osteoporosis Bone Disease Resource Center. They said the bone density test measures your bone mineral density and compares it to that of an established norm or standard to give you a score. Although no bone density test is 100% accurate, the test is an important predictor of whether a person will have a fracture in the future, end of quote. Well, the average bone density test costs about $240, and if a majority of the United States population is over 55 and it gets a test, well, that's like, what, $79,680,000 a year? Therefore, even if you tell your doctor you don't want the test, you're going to get about 4 calls a year telling you should get one. So I want you to think about this, though. Medical science has stated that the bone density tests attempt to measure the level of minerals within your bones based on their scale. The less minerals in the bones, the weaker they are. So do the bone density drugs help strengthen the bones by providing minerals? Wouldn't that make sense? If it's a lack of minerals making the bones weak, causing osteoporosis, do the drugs provide minerals? Well, no, they don't. They don't work that way. Here's a quote from the Mayo Clinic. They say most osteoporosis medications work by reducing the rate at which your bones break down. So they just attempt to slow the osteoporosis disease while you definitely still have it. So bones need minerals to remain healthy, and we should look at those things that provide a good source of minerals to keep the bones strong and avoid the things that flush or remove minerals that should be remained. You know, you got drugs that do that. So one of the major problems that we face in modern healthcare is that people over 50 are often put on a regimen of prescribed medications for various conditions, and these drugs can remove minerals. Therefore, if you are on prescriptions that reduce your minerals in your body, and you take drugs to slow the mineral loss, then you have two medicines working against one another. Here is another quote from Mayo Clinic. They said, a lack of calcium plays a role in the development of osteoporosis, and low calcium intake contributes to diminished bone density. Well, when patients hear their doctor tell them it is a calcium deficiency, they are put on calcium supplements, and they drink more cow's milk or eat more yogurt or something like that. So the problem with this plan is that the human body won't absorb the calcium if there's no boron and magnesium with the calcium to begin with. The body requires those other minerals in a ratio of two parts calcium and one part boron and magnesium for the body to absorb the calcium. Now, if you look at your cow's milk, it's 17% calcium, but you're lacking those other uptake minerals. And then people, well, they'll take the calcium supplements made from seashells, cow bones, or dolomite, and which may be infused with maybe some vitamin D. You hear that a lot now. Let's get some calcium with vitamin D. But you got to be careful that you don't overdo the fat-soluble vitamins of A, D, E, or K, because they are fat-soluble and they tend to build up in your fat stores in the body. That can cause health problems with high intakes over prolonged periods of time. High intake of vitamin A, for example, can cause joint pain, nausea, dizziness, and headaches. Excessive quantities of vitamin D can cause many of the same problems, as well as weakness, constipation, and weight problems. So supplements like calcium with vitamin D can cause the calcium to be exacerbated by overconsumption of the vitamin D. That's a quote from Dr. Holly Smith, cancer parathyroid area. But yeah, we gotta think organic, think natural. That's why I like to get my calcium from plants with the whole chemistry still in them, and not let a lab guess at that. So bones need minerals, and when patients hear their doctor tell them, you know, calcium deficiency, they run for the calcium supplements, but they're not realizing they're not getting exactly what the body needs for the calcium. Now let's talk about the bone density drugs. So the Osteoporosis Foundation has noticed a decline in the number of patients who are using the bone health treatments and have added a new drug to their mix. However, the drug offers the same, some of the same, I guess, side effects the other therapies offer, but it's just under a new name. So the new drugs are called bisphosphonates, and they are given as an injection, or they can be in a pill form. And by the way, your Fosamax drug isn't for osteoporosis. It is a bisphosphonate drug. Now, to counter the side effects of the drug, the patients are also given strong pain relievers. What? Yeah. So what is bisphosphonate? Well, we're told it's a type of drug that binds to the surface of the bone to increase mineral bone density and slow bone loss. We're told that this drug is prescribed for osteoporosis to reduce the risk of hip fractures and vertebral decompressions. But patients are often prescribed these bone drugs for a minimum of 3 to 5 years. However, according to the report by the Osteoporosis Foundation, physicians are taking patients off the bone density drugs prematurely. When physicians are asked why, they report the side effects were the cause. Now, of course, the Osteoporosis Foundation position is that the benefits far outweigh the side effects. Patients shouldn't be taken off the drugs, and the compromises, you know, the gains outweigh the compromises kind of thing. And this all got discussed in a journal of the Osteoporosis International in October 2015. But the thing about the bisphosphonate drugs that they give for osteoporosis, they can cut off circulation to bones, you know, like your jawbone, and then your jawbone dies, and then they have to remove the lower half of your face. So what was that movie critic Steele? Was it Steelberg and something? He had that problem. He lost his lower jaw. He got cancer, actually, though. But you see the problem there. You got to have a lower jaw to have a face, you know. So you run that risk. And, of course, they say the risk is minimal. But you know what? What if you're that 1%? And I'm thinking to myself, if you're giving me your drug, it really doesn't build up natural minerals in the bones. And hey, what else do your bones do? Well, they're the manufacturing hub. Your bone marrow is the manufacturing hub for your blood supply. So if you don't have healthy bones, what do you suppose that's doing to your blood supply? Well, let's look at the side effects of these bone density tests of drugs. According to the Canadian Cancer Society, the side effects when taking your bisphosphonates can happen at any time after the treatment begins, and they are digestive problems like nausea, vomiting, heartburn, cramps, and diarrhea, pain at your injection site if you get an intramuscular version, bone pain. That's why they put them on pain drugs, see? That's why the doctors have to do that. And when you're on pain medicines, oh my gosh, that's kind of like attacking the nervous system, and all of a sudden you're constipated because the nerves aren't stimulating the bowel muscle to move. Flu symptoms like fever, chills, muscle, joint pain, headaches, low calcium levels from this drug. Patients must have blood calcium levels checked when they're on the drug. So that's crazy. Also, kidney function. Blood tests, check for kidney function, also required because it can really damage kidneys. Skin rashes, shortness of breath, confusion. Of course, it can produce, get this, it's on your side effects list, osteoporosis. So the drug can give you what it's supposed to protect you from. Death to your bones due to reduced blood supply, often affecting your jawbone. Symptoms are bone loss, loose teeth, gum problems, jaw pain, heavy bleeding of the jaw, feeling the jaw is heavy, and it's reported that 100,000 women a year have their lower jaw removed due to the side effects of this drug. 100,000 people. Can you imagine, Frank, if an herb did that? Oh, boom, off the market. Before you could say off the market. So bone drug fractures your bones. Think about this. According to the research at Loyola University Medical Center in Illinois, some of these drugs for bone health actually put patients at risk of bone fracture. The research was published in the 2016 Journal of Current Geriatrics Report, and it revealed that the osteopedic surgeons, or the orthopedic surgeons, were reporting an unusual occurrence of femur or thigh bone fractures. Here's a quote from Dr. Patrick Strodom, orthopedic surgeon at Loyola. He says, attempts to medically manage osteoporosis with bisphosphonate drugs have created a new atypical, not normal, fracture pattern that must be recognized and managed appropriately. Yeah, it's called taking the drug off the market. So what's wrong with whole foods with calcium already in them, which will, by the way, already have the boron and magnesium right there because God did that. So some foods that can add to your diet, you can add this to your diet, have the natural calcium component. Salmon, sardines, kale, collards, broccoli, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds, all your fruits and vegetables in general, sunflower seeds, and millet and oats. How easy is that? Right? Also, there's some herbs that contain your whole food calcium too. You can use those help preserve, has the proper chemistry, balance of your calcium and your other uptake minerals to absorb, so your body definitely absorbs calcium and puts calcium where it needs to be. Horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia, and oat straw. So it's really quite simple. See, you know, being healthy shouldn't be complicated, but we seem to make it that way. So if we want minerals for healthy bones, hey, the plan's simple. You want to look to the whole food options, which will have the balanced chemistry already in place. And you don't need mega doses of it when you get the chemistry right. So the added benefits is you won't need mega doses of plant-based minerals. And I also like to use a lot of sun-dried Celtic sea salt. It has 84 microminerals in them as well. It's a nice electrolyte requirement. So check the diet. Make sure you're getting lots of green leafy vegetables and lots of fruits. There is a deficit of minerals for bone health, then we got to do something about that. And if you don't think you're getting enough in your diet, your medicinal herbs can kind of help bridge the gap for a little bit. And again, your herbal therapies are not to be lifelong, like prescription drugs. They're supposed to help you get back on track. I often see people use the organic whole food calcium herbs for about 4 months, and they're back on track. So it's not that long, if you think about it. And I also love these calcium herbs because if you break a bone, instead of 6 weeks to heal it, it heals in half the time. And that was a scientific report. We already knew that from Native American Indians because they actually instructed the American herbalists on these herbs for bones. But the scientists found that out too when they were trying to come up with a new drug for, you know, healing fractures in half the time. The drug didn't work, but the herbs did, because that was the control group, was the herbs. The herbs outdid the drug. So if you think about it, a lack of minerals causes the bone problem. Why can't we add back the right balance of minerals and the problem is reversed? Body heals itself. So it can be done. It happens all the time. And sadly, our medical physicians aren't trained in nutrition. They can't help people in this manner. They don't know. See? So if you want strong, healthy bones, it's within your reach, and you can be proactive and just go get it. That's right. So what I like about herbs is they contain potency. That's why they're usually bitter, and that's why they're considered a medicinal, and that's why we use them for a short time, not lifelong. So if the diet's lacking plant-based calcium, we can supplement a little bit with these herbs, get that balanced calcium chemistry. And if you wanted to use your oat straw, your comfrey, your lobelia, and horsetail, they're all together in this nice little liquid formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. It's called calcium formula. That's simple. And the liquids go right into the system in 60 seconds. They work well. And you take that formula as directed every other day. So you don't take it daily. Get a bone density test. And I know a lot of people say, well, I can't get a bone density test after 4 months because my insurance won't pay for it. A lot of times insurance will pay for them in 6-month intervals or 12-month intervals. And I even heard from one lady, 2-year intervals. And that's a long time to wait, So if any of you have chiropractors you see, chiropractors can take an x-ray. And they can tell just by the x-ray if the bones are getting better. Yeah. And they can tell. They can see where you have demineralization happening and when the bones have remodeled and are well again. They can see all that. And, you know, for $80, roughly, I would think, you can get that done. There are options out there. And we need to investigate and pray about it and make a determination what's best for yourself. So, now here's the thing, Frank. I told you my daughter's dog had a little mishap. August? No. Yeah, August. I think it was the end of August. Poor thing. 2 years old, got hit by a box truck. Oh, terrible, terrible. She called me, so upset. And he broke his front left leg in the accident with the truck. I mean, you know, here's this little thing that's 30 pounds. He thinks he's going to get this big box truck. So he had a lot of tissue damage, and he had a break that was kind of precarious right above the elbow on his front leg. They go to one emergency vet, and the emergency vet says, can't fix the break. It's because of the location, and they recommend an amputation, of course. I get another call. My daughter's hysterical at this point, and I go, get a second opinion. And sure enough, down the street was a traveling orthopedic vet, and he was at this emergency vet clinic 20 minutes away. So they go down there, and he happened to be there that weekend, which was lucky. And he looked at the dog, looked at the x-rays, looked at, you know, he said, oh yeah, I can so fix this. He'll have a plate, a titanium plate, but I can fix this. So He has the surgery, and he comes through the surgery, and then they're worried about the tissue damage, you know. And then you get that little spiel. I've gotten that spiel before when I had a black lamb that got bit by a poisonous snake. You're going to need skin grafts. Cha-ching. And I told my daughter, I said, you remember Doc, our black lab? They said the same thing. Let's use the calcium formula. That's what I used on him. And sure enough, did he not heal in record time? And the vets are kind of like, wow, he's doing really well, you know? Well, you got a little help from the Lord's herbs. And he says in Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And pets are his creation too. And I like to use the herbs on the pets. So, you know, you can use a lot of what people are taking. You know, you do it in smaller doses, you know, especially if the pet's small. But you can heal things in record time. So, again, if you get if your pet gets a broken bone, instead of 6 weeks, count on 3 weeks if you're using the herbs with the calcium in them. So be blessed out there. You have tools. Frank says, hey, aren't they doing plastic surgery on dogs now? I guess so. I know they have all kinds of things at vet clinics. They even have, you know, radiation suites for pet cancer. And I'm like, oh, my God. So sometimes trauma care is necessary. But, you know, you have some tools to help, you know, your family through and recover faster. A lot of times, Frank says a snout lift. They're doing a snout. What the heck is that? I mean, hey, I'm sorry. Plastic surgery on pets. I don't think so. I mean, if they were, you know, mauled and, you know, they needed some, you know, grafting and stuff, maybe. But just because you can, I don't think so. But that's the option out there. You can use your herb, your medicinal herbs for your pets as well. And I truly have found things happen almost on a miracle level when I do that. Oh, I can see by the clock we're just about out of time. Don't forget to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have that lovely calcium formula. Works very quickly, and you don't have to take it very long if you're looking to improve bones. And by the way, your body uses calcium for not just your bones, but all your muscles and your connective tissue and your immune system. So you'll be improving those areas as well. So give Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask for their catalog. Be empowered. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. The web address is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. International number 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And they're toll-free one more time, 866-229-3663. Give them a call. Get empowered. Easy, breezy. Get a catalog. Look it over. See what you think. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.